So, I'm kind of afraid that podcasts are over already, but yeah, I saw that Eat Your Kimchi will stop recording podcasts and just move on, and I just felt like podcasts are probably dead right now, and I'm just like downloading this Anchor app and gonna start my own podcast. And probably rant about things that won't even matter in a couple of minutes. Because I'm that kind of person. Well, so I live in a cottage or a cabin or whatever you call it. But it's a small house in the countryside in Sweden. And my landlord just said to me yesterday that he was going to move, and that it was good that I moved too. And I was like, you couldn't just tell me that like half a year before, so I could like start searching for apartments. He started to like load his trunk with moving boxes and everything, and I was just like, seriously, you're moving today? You're moving fucking now, and you're telling me now that you're moving and that I should be out of my freaking cottage? And he was like, well, I thought that you knew that I was going to move. And I was just like, you haven't said anything to me. And he was like, yeah, but you know, I just thought you knew. And I was just like, I mean, I couldn't do anything about it, so I couldn't get angry because it wouldn't help. But I got stressed, I did. And I started, like, panicking and searching for all apartments. And, well, the only thing I can think about is that during the summer, students in the university, they rent out their apartment for the summer and go home to their families or work in another city. So they rent out their apartment for a couple of months. And if I can't find an apartment by then I will rent from them and have it as a like until they come back. But then I don't know what to do. Probably gonna search for another apartment to rent that is short time, because long time apartments, they are pretty hard to get here in this city. I live in a pretty big city, so it's often very long lines, and yeah, I only have like 500 points on that line I'm standing in for apartments, and you don't really get that far with that kind of points, so that sucks. And I thought to myself in May or in the beginning of June that I was already on rock bottom because I was taking antidepressant and anxiety medications and going in and out of the emergency psychiatric and I was just like so depressed and sad, and now I just feel like I'm really in rock bottom. But the thing is that I kind of want to fight for me, because if I'm gonna like be depressed or like wanna die, I kind of want it to be good anyways. Like, I don't want to be rock bottom and then kill myself. I don't want to be on the streets begging for money and then kill myself. I want to be on the top and then kill myself. Yeah. But I also have a cat and I don't want to die because I love my cat and I want my cat to live in a fancy home with me, or just a regular home, big enough for him to like jump around and be himself, be a cat. But yeah, I just have to find one, and I have been searching for a year now, low key, and I'm a student too, but I'm not studying right now, so I can't have a student's apartment, otherwise they are much easier to get a hold of. But yeah, I'm not gonna continue my studies until like 2019 spring. And here comes my cat. And he wants attention. Hi. Yes. Hello. You're probably gonna hear him stomp around here. He's really cute. He looks very confused though. So he's like, "Who are you talking to, mommy?" Yes, I'm a cat mommy. I call myself that. Well, anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, well, I want my cat to live in a good place with me. And this is what makes it hard, because a lot of students that rent out for the summer, their apartments doesn't allow pets, or they don't want pets. Because, I mean, if you are a student without any pets and then you come home and there's like cat hair everywhere, I mean, I will tidy up after me, but cat hair is kind of hard to like get out of, like sheets and stuff. My cat is just kneading on the like mattress beside the phone, so if you hear him like purring and doing some weird stuff, then yeah, that's my cat. His name is Dai. Or it's his nickname. His real name is Dakiri, and I don't know what that means, but they named him in the shelter, so he's really cute. He's like really playful, and he's 5 years old, and I keep getting lost and not remembering what I was supposed to talk to and start talking about my cat instead. But he's so adorable. Yeah, and I'm going away tomorrow, so I won't see him until like Tuesday or something. No, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. Oh my god. I think I just found... I just found a tick, little insect, this blood-sucking, dangerous insect tick on my cat, I think. I felt something like that, and I have been giving him those drops that make them not come to him, but probably it was a long time ago, and they probably stopped giving him the effect that is needed for the insects to not come to him. Well, anyways, I thought I hit rock bottom, and I said to myself last night that, "Jenny, you are in a bad place right now, and it's a hard time right now, but you have to pull it through. You have to just not go around thinking that this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, because this is bad, this is shit, and it sucks, but, and I know it. I know this is damn bad." And that is the conclusion. It's bad. So what are we gonna do next? Just sit around and say that it's bad? well, no, I'm gonna do something about it. And when I was at work today, I thought of a plan that would include me having to put all the heavy stuff in my cabin and just transfer it to a like area where you can put stuff in, like a big storage that you rent, and then just have the kitchen stuff left, like food and like my pots and pans, and also the computer and the shower stuff will be left in the cabin still, because I'm still living here and I'm probably gonna sleep on either a sofa, or if I choose to sleep or buy like a small air mattress or something, like inflatable mattress, and just yeah, start living like that. And this is a good plan, because if I do not, if I'm not able to find a new apartment as soon as possible, then I can just move in with someone, or just move in with like a student or something, or like rent a room. And not have to carry around my bed or my sofa. Everything would just be in that storage locker in that random place, and I will pick it up whenever I get a good apartment. And yeah, that's the plan. And it's the best plan I have right now, because the lining system, the waiting system is just, there is nothing I can do to make myself go before these people. I mean, I can't buy an apartment because I don't have the money, and I can only rent, and for only like not really much every month, because I work at a low pay job, and I just, yeah, it sucks, and we all know that. But I just want it to be good for me and my cat, and just not be in a situation where I have to move back to my parents, because then it probably would be damn rock bottom, because I just can't imagine like living with them ever again. Not even like for an hour. Not even when I visit them in the summer, or when I miss my little brother really much. I just can't live with them. And it's just, I don't know, I just feel so frustrated and just really shitty right now. I thought that it was going to be good for once. And I've been moving a lot these couple of years since I graduated from high school. And I just thought that I would find a place to stay and study and work, and just don't have to move around that much. But I mean, here I am. So I was thinking about
living this minimalistic life of having like 7 pair of panties and like 1 dress, 1 shirt, 1 trouser, but I don't own trousers, so there's gonna be skirts and dresses, and just have these clothes and have like 1 kind of towel and have like just a little bit of everything, because if I'm gonna leave everything in the storage, then I'm gonna leave my clothes too. And I have a portable closet, so I can just zip everything up and just put it in the storage room, and it will be fine. And I will probably have to like buy some plastic films to like cover the bed and everything, so the bed doesn't suck up all the dust and everything that's probably in the storage. It sounds kind of sad. I'm trying to make it as happy as possible, because it's kind of what I have to do right now. It's kind of what, like, the only thing I can do right now. And I can't stress it more, and I can't, like, beg on my knees to my landlord, because he already made up his mind. He's selling in August, and he was like, oh, well, I don't know if the new owners want you or not. And I was just like, of course they don't want me. They don't want to buy a house and then just like have me as an like inclusive in the price. I mean, it's just so weird. And I was just like, when I think about it, it's just so fucking stupid. And I fucking hate him. He's a dick. I'm thankful that I could stay here, but I would be more thankful if he just would have said this to me, that he was going to move. I mean, he's a man in his 30s. When I moved in, he had a girlfriend, and I knew that when they broke up that some of them, or one of them, was going to move, but I didn't know that both were going to move, because, yeah, like I said, he's a man in his 30s, and not a lot of men in their 30s that have bought a house. Like, they are not selling it. I mean, it's not often, but yeah. I mean, we're living in modern times, and it's not like old days when you just moved to a house and lived there until you died. But yeah, I probably took that for granted, and I was just going to live there for a half a year more and then move. But my plan was to get a student apartment, because that's much easier than get a regular apartment, because students have like it easier to get one, because it comes and goes. Students, as soon as students doesn't become students anymore, the apartment will be for sale again or for rent again, and I will freaking take it. But now I'm not a student, so I can't have that. I don't have the papers for that, and it just sucks. A lot of things sucks. I hear my cat doing something, but I don't. Oh, he's here. Oh my god, he's here. Okay. Hi, Di. My cat's name is Di. I don't know. I just feel so empty right now, and I wish that I could, like, with magic, just make everything good again. I'm not on rock bottom. I'm just in a very stressful moment, and yeah, I think my cat can kind of feel that I'm stressed and stuff. But yeah, you never know with this little shit. He's kind of a douchebag sometimes. Yeah. So, well, food wise, I'm gonna still fill my fridge because after a year as a student, studying to become a nurse, and like having to like compromise, like not knowing if I'm gonna put money on food or if I'm gonna put money on like fun stuff. And I was just like, after a month, I mean months of eating like beans and pasta, I was like, no, this is not worth it. If I'm gonna like study good, I need to eat good goddamn food. I can't put so little money on my goddamn food because I want to do other stuff with my money. Because in the end, like, the money went to school anyways. They went to, like, putting gas in my car or, like, buying some shit-ass candy from... that costed me like a lot more to buy from school than to buy from like a very cheap store in the town. And I didn't go out anyways. I mean, the money didn't go take me that far anyway. So it would be better if I just put the money in my goddamn mouth and just buy something that... will make me full and will not make me so goddamn sad. Like, I'm a salad girl and I like salads and I like fresh fruits and I like good goddamn stuff, and I put a lot of money on the books, I do, but I just feel like food is also so damn important. Like, I noticed when I studied, like, all night and all days, I just felt so fucking depressed when I had to, like, open my fridge and just see, like, canned beans and, like, cooked pasta. And it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that is a lot. I don't mean that I'm poor. I just mean that I made, like, this bad choice of... putting the food away instead of like putting the food away so I can have a better time some other time. But I just felt like I was happier when I opened my fridge and there were like good food in it, like tomatoes, fish, or like just goddamn food and not just beans and pasta. And yeah, so my budget went from having 300 Swedish crowns, which is kind of like a little bit more than $30 for food every month, to like $120 for food every month. And it's a big change. And I was like thinking like $60 for food every month. But then I was like, no, if I'm gonna like be happy, I'm gonna put up it in a high like a high amount of money, and I'm gonna be goddamn fucking full when I eat, and I'm gonna have like food for next day and not having to like be sad and go to the market and I have to pick up a can of bean and not be able to pay rent or something because I picked up a can of beans. And instead be happy and have food at home. I feel like I know that I can go and eat whatever I want. And just feel like when I'm studying, I don't have to, like, sit and be hungry. I was thinking, like, if I eat beans and if I eat pasta, then I would get skinnier. And I made, like, that a reason to get skinnier. And I was doing a lot of sports, too, so it was, like, when I was at the gym, I was like super hungry and I was running and running and I was just thinking about this juicy burger and everything and these french fries and like pizza. And then when I came home, I just ate like beans and pasta and I just didn't feel well because sure, I wasn't like working out like CrossFit working out. I wasn't doing like super duper workouts. I was doing yoga, I was doing Pilates, and it was hard workouts. I trained like 2 hours a day, had like one day for as a rest day, and I don't train that much, so I didn't feel like I needed so much fat because I'm kind of a thick girl. I'm not saying that to be insecure. I am thick. I haven't been training for like a year now because I've been so depressed. So I have gained a lot of weight and it's not like, oh, you're so insecure. No, I have gained a lot of weight and it's not healthy because, and I'm not happy about it either because I really like going out running. I always liked being out and doing sports. I was a swimmer before and I did like figure skating and everything like that. Just being active. And it just didn't help having so little food. And I was like, every time my salary came in or my student loan salary came in, I was like, I need to buy a lot of stuff. And it was always like ended up with me buying a lot of shit that I didn't need because I was hungry. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna buy food. So my mind, like, automatically said to buy some random goddamn shit that you don't need and pretend like you need it because otherwise you will die. But it was just me being hungry, really. And it's just sad. I mean, in Sweden, we get a lot of money every month. And sure, not really a lot of money because my books cost over $400 or even more, and it was not enough with the amount of money we got from the school, but it was enough to give me a lot of money for like eating, but I just chose not to because I'm stupid and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be skinny. But no, I didn't get skinny. I just got super sad and my boobs were sagging, my butt was sagging, and I couldn't do yoga anymore. I got super depressed and now I'm lying in my bed talking to a podcast that I just think that podcasts are dead. I probably think so because I got so sad from hearing that Eat Your Kimchi will not do any more podcasts. So, boo. Boo freaking who. Well, I should probably wrap this up. My arm is falling asleep and it feels so weird. It just feels like, you know, it's just something is in there, like an air bubble or something. I just want to cut off my arm, okay? I should wrap this up. Okay. Bye-bye.